says, I'm killing a big old sow in the morning. Got a big old fat sow, and I'm going to render her up, and your bucket will be full when you come back. Mm-hmm. And then I went into place, and that's where the dirty trick happened. Went into place, and asked the old boy to have it lard, said, yeah, throw it on a gallon. And we was wanting that to go fishing. Old boy followed me in there and needed some for his Johnny's on. And his bucket followed right behind me, and he asked him, I went out if he got any, had any lard. I said, no, it didn't have any. He said, I never traded another dime of that. Man said, you didn't have to have that lard, but I did. But said, I didn't get it, and you did. Well, you recollect, I guess, when you couldn't buy cigarettes hardly. Mm-hmm. I didn't even smoke.
You know,
but I'd go in up there and buy cigarettes. Luther couldn't get them. He smoked all the time. I'd go up there and buy cigarettes and put them in my pocket. They wasn't out in the showcase on display of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there one day. Luther needed some cigarettes. Said, go give me some cigarettes. I went in there and said, Horace, give me a couple of packs of Camels. Now, Luther followed me in there, and he got the Camel this time, and Luther said, here, you the man's one of them, Tom, go on. So he could, then on, he could buy them in there.
I went in the cigar store, and my uncle needed some cigars. I just gotten promoted. And I went in, and I just hit the door, and I hollered to the girl, hey, can I get a box of cigars? I just got a promotion. And she said, sure, what kind do you want? And she gave me a whole box. And my uncle, I thought he was going to kick his jaw at the door. What organizations do you belong to, Tom?
Nothing but the Methodist Church. I don't into lodges or anything like that. I quit them. I used to be an odd fellow. I got that and that quit the... I don't ever join the Wisdom of the World. And I didn't want to join the Masons, didn't.
That's
I had two or three insurance policies, but the last one I had, I decided it wasn't no good and I quit it. And I'll tell you about the insurance. You take a fellow that's not very old. If you take the amount of money that he's paid out for premium, put her in the bank, on interest, why he'll come out the winner in the long run.
3% compound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking ability in other languages?
Huh?
You speak any other languages?
Not loud. I get off mad. I get off mad. It's a little rough.
And,
No, I don't bother me. Way back yonder. Brother cussed and two old boys run with cussed to right smart, and then they thought it was funny, you know, and I got mad a time or two and talked a little rough, and one of the oldest one up said, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And shut up. I said, yeah. I said, it's all right for me and Roy and the birds to cuss, but it just sounds awful and awful awkward for you to be cussing. And I said, well, it's just about that way of me and you boys cussing. And he said, I just don't want to hear any more of it. And I said, well, it's a pretty bad habit that I ever think it's just right. I said, it never did bother me much.
What was your father's name?
Robert.
And he was probably from Minnesota with a name like that.
No, he was from Texas.
Robert. Do you know when he was born?
I think in Texas.